Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the eighth parak of Masechta Shviyos. We're going to learn Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. And Mishnayos Aleph and Beis are about how you have to use Shemitah produce. Meaning, Shemitah produce has Kedusha, and therefore you're only allowed to use it in its most ideal way. You're not allowed to use it, even if you're using it in a beneficial way, but it's not its most ideal way, then you're not allowed to use the Shemitah produce in such a way. So, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shviyos. There is a great Klal that it says in when it comes to Shemitah. It's interesting, this is the second parak in a row that begins with the phrase Klal Gadol. Perek Zayin also began with the Perek Klal Gadol, and that's why it's odd that that's what the Mefarshim explained at the beginning of the seventh Perek of Masechta Shviyos. Normally, if there are two Perekim in a row that both begin with a Klal, one would be a Klal and the other one would be a Klal Gadol, but over here they're both a Klal Gadol. So that's why the Tos Yom Tov pointed out at the beginning of the seventh Perek that Loshen Rambam Keneged HaKlal HaNemer B'Maisros, that in comparison to the Klal that it says by Maestros, this is the seventh parak is a Klal Gadol, but both by Shviyos, both of these parakim are a Klal Gadol, whatever defines a Klal Gadol. But anyway, the Klal Gadol that's said by Shviyos is as follows: Kolam Yuchal LeMeichel Adam, any kind of Shemitah produce that is human food and that is designated as human food, Einos Menu Melug Meladim, you're not allowed to use as a treatment of a wound, even though that's a very beneficial usage to make a treatment of a wound, but it's not the primary usage of human food. The optimal usage is to use as food, and therefore you're not allowed to use it for anything else. Veins are chlomer lebehema. Certainly, you're not allowed to treat an animal's wound with something that's made from human food. V'kol she'enam yuchel l'maichel adam, something that's not meant for human food, but is used for animal food. Then osin menu melug maladam. Then you are allowed to use it for a treatment of a wound for a person avalo lebehema. But you're not allowed to treat an animal's wound with it. Meaning by using it as treatment of a human wound, that's an elevation of its status. You're using it even in a better way than it was initially intended to be used. And but something that's not necessarily always used for human consumption nor for animal consumption, sometimes they use it as fuel for a fire perhaps. So then, so if a person has a machshava to use it for both human and animal food, then we have to give it both chumras, meaning we just said that human food has a chumra, that you're not allowed to use it as a treatment of a wound, even for a person. So if you have this kind of thing that you plan on using for both human and animal food, you take that chumra, that you're not allowed to use it to treat a wound, even for a person, but you also give it the chumras of a meichel behema. What's the chumra of a meichel behema? That the halacha is, we didn't learn it yet, but the halacha is that if you have a shemitah produce that is meichel behema, you're not allowed to cook it. Because typically animals don't eat their food cooked. We're not talking about like nowadays, where our animals, our pets are so pampered that, you buy them special food that's cooked and has flavors and whatever. That's not the way animals typically ate. Animals ate by eating whatever they could find and whatever raw food they were able to find. No animals put together a fire and cook their food. And therefore, if you have Shemitah produce that's meant for animals, you're not allowed to cook it. So we have to give that chumrah as well, of animal food, in that you're not allowed to cook it. So that's what it means, that you give it chumrei adam and chumrei behema. Chishev alav le'etzim hareu ke'etzim. If your intention, though, is to use it for firewood, so then you could use it for firewood, meaning it doesn't have kedusha shavias whatsoever. Kigon, hasiya, ve'ezo, v'akornis, and such the three examples of these types of things that are not miyuchad for meichel adam, nor are they miyuchad for meichel behema, but can be used sometimes as human food and sometimes as animal food and sometimes just as eitzim, are these things, sia, ezov, and kornis, whatever they are. Rabbi Kiveger points out that Avogav the Perikimel Mishnah test to Maisos Mashma Davi Meichel Adam. When it comes to Sia in Maseches Maisos, it implies Sia is Meichel Adam. He says that's under very limited circumstances, that it's automatically a Meichel Adam. Hainu Davka Kashem Bechotzer Staman the Meichel Adam. Lefi Sharov Yodea Mose Loktan Achlo Yiskashu. That if they're growing in your Chotzer, where you see them every single day, and therefore you're going to know exactly when the optimal time to pick them is, because they're going to of it, you know exactly when they're perfectly soft to be eaten by a person, then it's considered to be a Meichel Adam. But otherwise, the Sia that we're talking about in our Mishnah is Sia that grows out in the field, and therefore, maybe sometimes uses Meichel Adam, sometimes is Meichel Behema, but also sometimes used as just firewood. So that's the Mishnah, that there's this Klal Gadol, you're not allowed to use Shemitah produce for a suboptimal usage. That's why if you have Shemitah wine, for example, and you say Havdalah in the Shemitah wine, so there is a minhag that's recorded in Shulchan Aruch that you spill over, you overflow your kos of wine for Havdalah, and then you use that wine, that overflow, to put out your Havdalah candle. So that's a beneficial usage of wine. You're not allowed to do that with Shemitah wine, because the most beneficial usage of Shemitah wine is to drink the wine. You shouldn't use it as cooking wine if it's normal drinking wine. You shouldn't put out your Havdalah candle with it, because you're not supposed to do things that are the suboptimal usage of that Shemitah produce. Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah talks about Shvius Nitna La Achila. Shemitah produce you could use for Achila, Ulishtia, Ulisicha. You're allowed to eat with it, you're allowed to drink with it, or you can anoint your skin with it, because there's a principle called Sicha Kishtia, that rubbing it on your skin is the same as drinking. That's considered to be as high a level of a usage as drinking itself, that it goes into your body. So if it's something that's normally eaten, you eat it. If it's something that normally you would squeeze and make a juice out of, then you do that. Like an orange or something, or let's say olives and grapes. And if it's something that you would normally rub on your skin, so then you're allowed to rub it on your skin. If you normally use it in more than one way, so then you could also use it in whichever way you would normally use it. Meaning, let's say you like to eat olives, but you also like to make olive oil, and you also like to use oil to rub on your skin. So then you're allowed to use an olive in all three of those ways. But if it's something that's very abnormal to use, you don't rub orange juice on your skin, for example, so then you're not allowed to use orange juice to rub on your skin if those are Shemitah oranges. Lechol dover shadarko lechol, you're allowed to eat only that which is normal to eat. So a person doesn't have to eat Shemitah produce if it's not a roi la'achila anymore, if it's rotted or something like that, and Shemitah and the Shemitah foods can only be eaten in the normal way that they're eaten. So if it's a piece of meat, you have to cook it. If it's something that you would normally cook, you have to cook it. If it's something that's normally eaten raw, you have to eat it raw. V'lasuch davar shadarko lasuch, and you rub on your skin only that which is normal to rub on your skin. Lo yasuch yain v'chomet, you should not rub wine or vinegar on your skin, because people drink wine and vinegar, they don't rub those things on their skin. Aval sachu es shemen, but you're allowed to rub olive oil on your skin, because people typically do rub olive oil on their skin. And these halachos about not using them in a suboptimal way apply outside of the laws of Shemitah as well. V'chein b'truma b'maisa sheni. By truma b'maisa sheni, which also have kedusha, you're allowed to eat them, you're allowed to drink them, you're allowed to rub them on your skin, but only if that's the normal way it's used. Kal mehem shviyas, in fact, Shemitah is a little more kal than truma b'maisa sheni, in that that you're allowed to use Shemitah oil to light a candle, which you're not allowed to do with Truma and Maaser Sheni, unless the Truma became Tameh. Truma Tameh you're allowed to use to light a candle, but Truma that's Tahora, you're not allowed to use to even light a candle. So to quickly review, Mishnah Aleph, we said that you're only allowed to use Shemitah for its optimal purpose, and if it's meant as human food, you're not allowed to use it as an ointment on a wound. If it's meant as animal food, then you're allowed to use it to heal a human wound, but not an animal wound. And if it's meant as neither exclusively human or animal food, and you intend to use it for both, you have to give it the chumras of both. And if you intend to use it as firewood, so then you could use it as firewood. And then we said that there are three things that you could do, three activities that you could do with Shemitah produce: eating, drinking, and anointing, but only if it's normal to do those things. You're only allowed to do that which is normal to do with those fruits. Similarly, when it came to Truma and Maaser Sheni, eating, drinking, anointing are the only things you're allowed to do with Truma and Maaser Sheni. The difference between Truma and Shemitah is that Truma, you're only allowed to burn if it's Truma Tameah. You're only allowed to use it as firewood if it's Truma Tameah. But Shemitah, you're allowed to use to burn even if it is not Tameah. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel.